Well, tonight you're hearing a performance of Mozart's 39th Symphony on modern instruments, the CBSO, in a large modern concert hall, one of the best in the world, I'm happy to say. And there's always this question as to whether one is using period instruments, politically correct instruments, you might say, or here, modern instruments. And the performance that you're here tonight is, to some extent, a bit of a mixture. We're using modern instruments. We're using a relatively small orchestra, certainly small for the CBSO, but something perfectly within the range that Mozart would have had in his lifetime. We're not actually sitting like a period instrument orchestra, though many orchestras playing modern instruments do, that is to say with the violins in stereo, because we have Poulenc on the programme, we have other music besides Mozart. But there is some historical performance practice going on. First of all, I'm using my own parts of a very good edition, and I've put in very period bowings. I would think the bowings that we're using tonight would be exactly the same as a period orchestra would use. Another thing that is, I think, pretty historically informed, if that's the words you want to use, are the tempos. When Mozart was writing these symphonies in the late 1780s, the young Hummel, composer and pianist, was actually living in his flat in Vienna. And years later, Hummel actually arranged these symphonies for piano, and some of them for piano duet. And he's the first person, together with Beethoven's pupil Czerny, to put metronome marks on Mozart and also Haydn symphonies and quartets. And they're remarkably consistent between the two, between both Hummel and Czerny. And so I'm basically following fairly loosely, let it be said, the tempos that they put on these piano arrangements. Perhaps a tiny bit slower because it's for full orchestra rather than piano. But nevertheless, you'll notice that the minuet is relatively quick. The slow movement is relatively fast. It says andante con moto, and you'll hear quite a lot of con moto, with movement. And the slow introduction is exactly the same speed as the allegro. They go straight into each other at the same tempo. And so that is historically informed. It's not something I'm telling the audience. The broadcast audience will be more informed than the live audience, and that's probably a rather nice thing to be.